song that I've been singing around my living room for about 15 years. Written by a friend of mine named Vince Bell. And last New Year's Eve I was at a party of trading songs. And around midnight we sang this song. Emilio Harris turned to me and said, "Why haven't you ever recorded it?" So it went on this album, which seemed appropriate. Every song has its name. next song is a tune that I co-wrote with James Hooker over here on the keyboards. And while I'm at it, I think I'll introduce everybody up here. Beginning over here on my left is a gentleman from right here in Washington, D.C., who you all know quite well, I'm sure. We're proud to have him on our tour. And when Bert Burton left our band after so many years of being with us, we just didn't quite know what we were going to do without him. And all of a sudden, Pete Kennedy came along and everything was okay. Mr. Pete Kennedy on the guitar. Cello and playing the bass is the best plunker on the cello and the bass I've ever heard. I've been knowing him for about 15 years from Houston, Texas. Mr. Peter Gorish. Yeah. Back on the drums, a gentleman who is the drums on the Commitments album and the movie. And not to say that the movie and the album were really vanilla type thing, but he did really play the drums. Tumbling away, and the movie was not really playing the drums. And he played them. He's been with us for 7 years. We're so proud to have him. Wonderful drummer from Dublin, Ireland. Mr. Fran Breen! From the center of the universe, as James Hooker said, Himmel Hempstead, England. Back there on the percussion, a gentleman who played with Don Williams for 8 years and then joined my Blue Moon Orchestra and became a founding member of it. And we're just tickled to have him out road managing us and bossing us around as well. Mr. Pat McInerney, back on percussion. Wonderful singer-songwriter in her own right. And I was so honored when she said yes to doing this tour. And I first heard her playing with Jennifer Warrens, and we're just tickled that she took out time out from her own career and singing and songwriting to join us. Miss Nee Satterfield on the guitar. Over yonder on the keyboard, my right-hand man, a gentleman who was all the B3 organ on Al Green's old records and then went on to found the Amazing Rhythm Aces and went on from there to co-write songs and tour with Steve Winwood and back in the High Life tour. He co-wrote, in fact, Freedom Overspill. And when he retires, I'll retire, and his wife, Connie, thinks that's so sweet. James Hooker on the keyboard. James sing and all those configurations, no one ever asked him to sing. And we're going to get him to sing tonight because he co-wrote this next song, and it's a song that's been recorded by Emmy Lou Harris and Willie Nelson and Bruce Springsteen and Patti Schiaffa, Nancy Griffiths and Mac McAnally, the Gulf Coast Highway.